Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You know, summer is coming, the sun is shining, shirts are off, and your balls are smooth. You heard me right. Your friends at Manscaped, they're here to make sure that your beach balls are as smooth as the Floridian sand, my friends. In the summertime, you know, you want to kill some cold beers and some barbecues, not kill the vibe with your pubes picking out of your swim trunks. That's why Manscaped has their Performance Package 4.0. That's to keep the party in your pants, my friend, looking crisp and refreshing all summer long. 4 million men have trusted Manscaped. Why shouldn't you? It all starts and stops by going to manscaped.com and get 20% off and free shipping if you use my promo code Bubba. The Manscaped Performance Package 4.0 has everything that you need to prepare for that summer bod. Inside this package, you're going to find the Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer, the Weed Whacker ear and nose hair trimmer, Crop Preserver ball deodorant, Crop Reviver toner, performance boxer briefs, and a travel bag to hold it all, my friends. You want to take your grooming game even further? Take a look at the Manscaped Shears 2.0. In that package, it has everything that you need to look pristine. Nail cutters, tweezers, grooming scissors. Go to manscaped.com and go crazy. They got everything you potentially possibly could need. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code Bubba at manscaped.com. That's 20% off and free shipping with the code Bubba at manscaped.com. This is the summer to turn your package into the full package, my friend. And it all starts and stops at manscaped.com. Listen, I have had my Manscaped stuff now for about a year. I don't know what I would do without it. As a matter of fact, I've now got all my co-hosts on the Manscaped deal. All the male co-hosts on my show have almost everything Manscaped offers. Why wouldn't you? Reduce the risk of ingrown hairs. You reduce the risk of grooming accidents. Again, all of this craziness starts and stops at manscaped.com. Use promo code Bubba for 20% off. Lummy, we're live. Give us the big, you know, whatever.
Oh, yep.
I mean, we just got done watching the Rick and Bubba show on YouTube.
So
you should know how to really be a big time radio show after having watched those.
You would have Rick and Bubba it up?
Spin the wheel first.
Yep.
Spin the wheel. Do it again. Let me say it again.
Wow.
Pew, 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 pew. I got $5. Whoop, whoop. Pew, 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 pew.
what show are you listening? Identify the show, Lum Lum.
Welcome to the Bubba the Love Sponge Show, starring Bubba the Love Sponge.
Hi, everybody.
Co-host Anna Hummel.
Hey, yippee-yo.
With Blitz K.
Pew, pew, pew.
Along with Lummy.
And don't forget about the filthiest of gingers.
And don't forget about the filthy, duh, filthy.
Where's that Jamaican horn when we need it?
Pew, pew, pew. Now, here's Bubba.
Woo! I need to find that Jamaican horn. Is that copyrighted, you think?
Probably.
The Jamaican
Everything
horn.
Is.
You think it's copyrighted?
The
Jamaican
Everything
horn.
Is.
You think, you
oh,
think hold on. Shit. Jamaican horn. That's not what I wanted. Shit. Oh shit. That's not what I wanted. Oh shit. Shit. That's not what I wanted. Oh shit. Shit. Vortex.
Business.
No, that's not the Jamaican horn. I need the Jamaican horn, Lummy. Can you find me
copyright free Jamaican horn?
Yeah, there you go. Copy
royalty free.
Like, who made that fucking popular?
Like Lil Jon or something? I honestly don't know.
And it's very much distinct. Like there, it's either the Jamaican horn or it's not. Like it's. Like, a lot of people are probably trying to pull off some type of horn
called
bullshit.
Too, I forget.
It's called the Jamaican horn. What's it called? The fucking horn.
It's not the vuvuzela, is it?
It might be.
The vuvuzela is a little more like... I'm on the royalty free...
They're saying Sean John made it popular.
Sean John?
Yeah, that's what they're saying, all 270 of you peoples out there. Hi, everybody. I'm on... I'm on YouTube.
I'm on both.
Facebook has been a little bit mean to me lately.
Why?
So I'm over on YouTube.
That's okay.
No, what's not okay is you haven't got me my Jamaican horn yet.
Well, everyone, I'm really trying. Hey,
the reggae. I can't look up reggae horn.
Hey, maybe. Alexa, play the reggae horn, the infamous reggae horn, immediately.
Horny Reggae Horn by David Madden
oh
is only
God.
Available with
horny.
Amazon Music Unlimited.
Horny?
It's horny.
Okay, I got one from Blitz and I got one from Lami.
I can't
Lami,
hear
the Lami.
I'm taking the one from Blitz.
Yeah, I can't hear anything. I'm going off a whim.
I can't hear anything.
Did you say I'm going off a whim?
Yes.
Is that what you just said?
Is that right? Am I correct on that?
Yeah. That one's it.
Yeah.
Who the fuck made this duck call famous? I mean, like.
I mean, Cat Williams uses it all the time on his
man,
deal.
So let me tell you, this black guy walked to the left. No okay,
way.
Right now. And then he walked to the right. You know, you gotta tell the truth.
Yeah, pretty much.
Let me, it's the Bubba the Love Sponge Show. Say it.
This is the Bubba the Love Sponge Show.
Oh, damn.
Sorry, I'm Bubba the Love Sponge. Co-host, Anna Hummel. Engineer and co-host, Blitz K. The Filthy Ginger. Lummy. And now your host, Bubba the Love Sponge.
I'm not quite the engineer I used to be. I used to run a tighter board. Welcome to the Bubba the Love Sponge after show. I'm going to give you a solid 16 minutes,
Woo!
And I'm already 5 minutes
pew,
into that.
Pew, pew, pew.
I feel like I owe you 11, and we can call it a day, all right?
Sounds good to me.
He's got to poop.
Well, I just got a lot of things. I didn't get a good night's sleep last night.
No, because he was having nightmares, but wouldn't tell us what it was about.
It had dog issues.
Yeah.
His dog issues?
Bella decided to... She's not supposed to lay beside me. She's
right.
supposed to not be on the bed.
She's going
to
eat you.
Right, you're afraid she's going to eat you, so you just let her stay.
No, I just... Bella's like, I'm on the motherfucking bed.
I just shit on the floor.
My dad is fucking passed out on pills. I could literally fucking lay right beside him, make him hot as fuck. He's having nightmares. He'll never know it's me. There's some chick here that tries to act like she's in charge, but everybody knows who fucking Big Papa is. Big Papa's the only one that makes me put on the fucking electric collar. But the dumb fuck takes it off at night, so I'm now sleeping right beside him.
The robot won't put on the collar?
No, she's like, I don't like doing it. It's just like,
she
we
loves
need to
it.
Teach her to learn. Without the shocking, I go, I don't shock, I vibrate,
yeah,
okay?
You reprogram that robot.
Yeah, she's getting a little lippy.
Yeah, I can't believe you're allowing that to happen. I thought you were in charge.
Well, I mean, like when I'm not there, she takes care of the dog.
I know.
The dog's got this new fucking chicken.
What?
The Bella's got this new, I'm going to have to record it. She's got this new chicken.
Oh, a toy.
Yeah.
Okay.
But... It is the most obnoxious, squeaky bullshit you could ever. And so I'll take it and go fucking crazy with it. And then the dog starts looking sideways because it sounds that it, when she chews on it, she can't get it to make these sounds. I can get this fucking chicken to get real, like, super high pitched to make Bella turn its head.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I got the chicken going so bad yesterday that Bella started howling like a wolf. She's like, ooh, this fucking chicken. I guess she had to be there. Hey, should I call Stacy?
Oh, God.
I think you have to.
Yeah. Hello.
Hey, Bubba.
Hey, Scout.
It's Scout. Hey, can I get real frank with you the way Anna can, you know, because she's...
No, hold on. No,
not,
we can't.
Not born of this country.
Oh, I was going to say, like, are you trying to cut me down? I can't take it
anymore. No.
Oh.
No, absolutely not.
I don't like negative shit. Okay, my fucking ankle.
Are you about to say something racist? Because I'm excited for it.
And my ankle still fucked up, Blitz. Yeah. Literally, it really is.
It's not racist. It's the same way you can say things that aren't racist because you're of that certain persuasion. You were born not here of this country.
All right, hold on 1 second, Blitz. Yes, this is the fucking sound this chicken makes. Hold on. Yes, this is the French. Oh, yeah. So, yes, this is so. This fucking dog's chewing this thing all day. This is what it's making right here. Well, I start making it go fucking crazy, squeezing it as hard as I can.
Yeah, and the dog squeals.
And the dog starts looking at it sideways, and then it starts howling like a fucking wolf.
Oh, God.
Listen, this is kind of what I do a little bit right here. Yeah. Yes, exactly. I'll bring this fucking thing tomorrow to work, okay? And this dog goes crazy when you get it going. Anyway, I'm assuming, Scout, that you're going to say something as a lesbian woman, and since you're a lesbian woman, you can say it. Am I kind of right?
Exactly. Okay. And there's one thing to want equal rights. It's a whole other thing to want more than. And it's bullshit. I'm tired of this swimming thing dividing us with this fucking swimmer. Go swim in the gay Olympics if you want to swim and be transgender. And I get everybody's got to come out.
Hey, Scout, is there a gay Olympics? Because if there isn't, I don't want to miss it.
Lummy's would have played this thing for years.
Is there a gay Olympics?
Yeah, there is a gay Olympics. A
Lummy wants to be the fucking shot putter representing USA.
Yeah,
he wants to be able to take the biggest Latin Whopper that ever was.
So, now hold on, there are the gay Olympics.
They call it the gay games, and athletes from all over the world compete. And so, like a couple years ago, it was in France. It's been in Chicago. It moves around.
I mean, is it track and field, or is it the Federation of Gay Games, or is it gay specific acts?
It.
You know, like you know who can you know.
Do you have to run a certain way?
Do you gotta run?
On your tippy toes?
Do you gotta run like you're scared and the building's on fire?
Stop it.
Oh wow!
You have just like they have the 100-meter sachet.
And when they're boxing, do they bitch slap each other and be like, "Fuck you"?
Yeah, open hand only boxing.
It's a 195-pound bitch slapping division.
Oh damn!
Oh good God!
All right, so you're saying like it fuck this trans. You're saying like okay, be trans that you want, but the bottom line is you know you're not being fair to women, and go do the gay games.
That's exactly it. I didn't come out till I was 26. I'm not about to tell anybody when to come out. They got to do it in their own time, in their own way, and this is a level of stuff that even as a gay person, I sometimes got to try and wrap my head around their struggle because it's different and that they're entitled to their stuff. But like this is where it divides this country, this imposing
entitlement
and stripping other people's rights away and the fucking sense of entitlement. And I'm just over it. It's like that fucking basketball player. You went to another country and you violated the law. When I went to another country, I went into Barcelona. I rented a car. I drove to Italy. I drove to France. I drove to Switzerland. You know what I did? I downloaded the street signs and looked at the rules of the road because I was going to be fucking driving over there.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not that hard. We want people to come over here and inspect our laws. Well, we can't go over there and act like an asshole.
We got a lesbian pulling 85,000 pounds down I-10 right now, mad as fuck.
Yeah, and she's right.
But it's like Brent and Babyface are saying, these issues just are dividing us and they got us chasing our tail. And meanwhile, the left and the right are fucking us all because we're fighting over this nonsense. And this directly affects me. I mean, I don't know what I'm going to do if they strip away our marriage. You know, and I find that very upsetting that this is still a wedge issue in this country today.
I don't think that they can go. There will be an absolute shitstorm if they do that, I think.
It's like Blitz says when he tries to counterpoint sometimes. As many people that will be upset about it, there are a lot of people that will be really happy about it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, they believe that the droughts are because the homos are getting married.
Yeah.
You know, that the hurricane is coming because the homos are getting married.
Yeah, well,
together 23 years and we've raised two doctors.
All right, now, easy. I mean, settle down now. I mean, we're the most pro-gay people there is. Yeah. Why are you yelling at us?
I'm not
getting worked
you guys
up. I get
I
it.
Just,
But here's the deal.
I'm just
how
frustrated
about,
with
how
it
about,
being a wedge issue. It's upsetting.
No, but how about I think there's more people like me that maybe identify a little bit right, and this sort of thing pisses me off that the right is stirring all this shit up when they like the it's so unnecessary.
And I think a lot of people feel like you, Bubba. Unfortunately, there are people who, you know, thinks that, you know, that it should be illegal for gay people to get married. And, that,
and you
it's
know
like,
what?
Who, you know?
The people that are these Bible thumpers and religion's becoming less of a thing in our lives. People are questioning this boogeyman in the sky kind of deal. I mean, common sense. Let's get on. That's the purest form of separation of church and state by not getting religion involved.
Is trying to rally their base and like mm-hmm. what they were saying on that show and raise money.
The Bubba Army's trying to raise some money and rally our fucking base.
Yeah, but didn't they just pass
it.
We're battling that thing every day.
Yeah, the House did.
The House has passed the bill for the same sex marriage
to codify it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you mean? What's that mean?
That would it would be federally a law.
Yeah,
like,
there you go. I'm all for that.
Yeah, they voted
the marriage equality.
Yeah.
Yeah, like listen, like
yeah, and I don't want more of a marriage than anybody else. I just want equal. I want when I die that she gets my
That's
shit without
fair.
Having yep. to pay inheritance
yeah.
tax.
Yeah, and I don't care about like who cares.
Yeah,
well,
like,
not who cares. I mean,
it's none of your business, is what he means. Like
right.
that's how I feel
right,
about
no,
those things. Like
right,
whether
no,
or
exactly.
not you're pro or against gay marriage, at the end of the day, it's none of your business what two adults do with their time.
Right, and you can't tell tell an adult person who they can and cannot be attracted to.
Right.
As long
if we're
as
talking
it's...
about two consenting adults, then who the fuck cares? It's
right.
none of your business.
Right.
Stay out of it.
Right.
And they need
the
to be recognized.
The only time I was looking to sleep with minors is when I was 15 and she was 16. You know, I mean, above and beyond that, I only want to be, you know, with right-minded of age people.
Right.
Right.
There you go.
You
I
know,
mean,
it's just, it's crazy. I don't know.
I was wanting
all
to fuck
16 when you guys were...
too when I was 15.
I was just all fired up when you guys were talking about it, and I knew better to call.
Are you driving right now? This are you mad?
I was
are you driving?
That I was going to drop bad words. Bad words.
Are you driving this mad right now? Are you driving?
No, I'm actually in the dock. The airport freight. Something happened with the assembly line, and so the freight's coming off the assembly line a little slow. So I'm actually in a dock waiting for them to finish pulling the product so I can go. I'm in a little town in Texas, about 160 miles outside of Dallas-Fort Worth.
Oh, okay.
Now, will they load you like the forklifts and all that bullshit? That's how they do it?
Yeah, like they already had the trailer in the door when I got here because it should have been preloaded, but because we take freight to Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport to DFW to.
Oh,
DHL,
you now
I mean.
Hold on! Isn't
and
this
then it goes
isn't
on
this
a plane
the place
and
that
goes overseas?
Isn't this the place that's got the new dispatch that doesn't know the rules of the less, of
the yard? The yard guy, yeah, the new hustler. But I looked my trailer over, and I don't got no issues with this one today, so I'm super happy.
In Dallas, Texas today, the high is 108 degrees.
Nice.
And the humidity is kicking, too. I mean, it's not like your guys's. It's not like Vietnam, but it's hot here.
But
it's,
so it's I saw, like, Warsaw, Indiana had a weather advisory yesterday because, you know, I signed up for Warsaw, Indiana weather.
Oh,
and it's
God.
Like, heat index going to be 101 today. I'm like, motherfucker, 101, bitch.
It's only going to be 90 degrees there, though.
I know. I was looking like stop, you fucking paper tigers up there. Stop.
Yeah. 108 in Dallas.
That's the real temperature, though, right?
That's the real temperature. That's not feels like. That's real temperature.
Yeah, that's
feels like 300.
Feels like a broiler. All right.
It's a dust bowl here. They need rain really bad.
How often do you have to turn your truck in to get, like, how often do you guys do oil changes?
They have a tick down on the computer, and when we run so many miles or burn so many gallons of fuel, because when we idle and just sit, we burn fuel. So they use a kind of a combination deal, and then the computer will flag and say sometime in the next, you know, 5,000 miles, get an oil change.
Time-wise, how often do you guys get it done?
It's about...
Once
every,
a month?
It ends up being about every 2 months.
Oh, that's not too
now,
bad.
Now, how much downtime do you guys, because you guys you keep the same cab, like how much downtime do you have when you have to get oil change?
It just depends because we set it up at a truck stop, and when you roll in, if they're backed up, you know, 4 hours, then you're waiting 4 hours to get in. If they're not backed up, you can be in and out in an hour. So it just depends.
And then your company has an account with them?
Yeah, and they just pay them over the internet.
Right.
But we keep the same cab for about 2 years. They let us put about 460,000 miles on it before they take it away from us.
Now, have you had ones that are better than the other? Where's this one rate?
They're all about the same. I mean, it's a freight shaker. You expect to go down the road, and when you get up later, find a screw on the floor, and you don't know where it fell out of. You know, I mean,
Is it comfortable, though? Like, I mean, can you really get a good night's sleep in there?
Some roads are better than others. I mean, there's some roads out here in this country that are really bad. The infrastructure is for shit. But we started a zillion years ago buying our own mattress, which made a big difference. We buy a really good, high-quality mattress to put in the truck. Because they just put throwaways in these things. Because every time a new driver gets in, they want a new mattress. Mm-hmm. So
yeah.
Sometimes these trucks rotate, you know, eight drivers, you
Plus,
know.
Plus, your
in
mattress
a year.
Has got a lot of action on the deal. Like, you guys are, you know,
yeah, I mean,
you guys are fucking.
Girls, and there's a lot of mileage on that mattress for sure. So.
Right. I mean, the single guy out there is just laying there. The single guy's just laying up in there in a bunk. I mean, there's always somebody laying in your bunk, and sometimes you guys are fucking.
Right. Oh, and then, yeah, and then sometimes we're just trying to cuddle in there together, and then we add the dog to the mix, and she's got to be laying there, too. I mean, it's a twin. We do what we can. It's a little space.
They got the dog in the mix now, too.
Oh,
yeah. Hell, yeah.
She lays at the foot of the bed, but, I mean, it's like, sweet Jesus. You got two big girls. You got
now
a
what,
dog
Now,
in
what
the
about
bed.
Like, how often does she got to pee? Is she on your schedule? Can she hold it?
No. The puppy?
Yeah.
I thought you meant Big Gulp at first.
not Big Gulp. No. Big Gulp.
No. She can go about 8 hours, but
what?
That's good. I'll usually stop like five. I don't make her wait as long as I probably could because I feel like she has no control. If she gets antsy and goes to the door, she'll tap the door, the passenger door, like, hey, bitch, I got to go out.
That's cool.
But for the most part, when I stop, she's not even looking to go out, but I take her. And one of the reasons why we got her, too, is because we didn't have a dog on the truck for a while, and we found that we were doing less. We walk more with her because we take
of course,
her for long
yeah.
walks.
Right, right.
So we're much more active having her on the truck.
But
if I could, I'd drive 11 hours straight without stopping. I mean,
what's the rule? What's the
rule?
Now, the rule is you can go 11 hours without stopping, right?
Well, you can drive 11 hours in your work day, but you after you start your work day, you have to take a 30-minute break within the first 8 hours of driving.
So, seven hours and 30 minutes, you got to take like a 30-minute break?
Yeah, you can take it right up to the eight-hour mark, but you best be parked. Otherwise, your safety department's going to be calling you and saying, oh, you're in violation. But yeah, and then you got to take a 30-minute break, and then you can drive out the rest of the hours you have for the day.
Man, Big Brother's watching you at all times, are they not?
Oh, yeah. There's a computer in the truck. Like, if I move the truck over 5 miles an hour for, like, more than a couple hundred yards, it'll flag it and say I'm moving. Like, they know.
Yeah. Well, how about when the dog pisses in the carpet? They know that, too?
No, she don't do that, man. We had no issues with her. She's awesome.
She's cute. What's her name? I see her. I got her on the screen right now.
Her name's Radcliffe.
Radcliffe. Nice.
Yeah, Radcliffe Blue. Because she's a little French bulldog, so she's Radcliffe Blue.
Now, do you guys ever see truckers have other dogs and they play and all that kind of shit and fight?
Yeah, the Love's Truck Stop chain is actually really nice because they have dog parks at almost all their places. So anybody traveling cross-country, if you hit a Love's, it's usually on the car side, but they have really nice dog parks, fenced dog parks.
Do you prefer Love's or Flying J?
The Love's because they give us 4 cents for every gallon of fuel we buy, so we get like, you know, $5 a day in free money at the truck stop
really?
For the fuel. Yeah.
Now, aren't showers like a big-time commodity in the trucking world, like getting a nice shower?
It is. There are some truck stops that you don't shower at because you know that they're shitholes, and then there are some that are really, really nice.
But isn't a shower like 10 bucks, 20 bucks?
Oh, no, they're like 15 now.
Jeez.
For a shower.
But with your fuel card and like it's just like accumulating the free money for buying fuel there that we get on our card, you also get a free shower. And then if you get so many gallons in a month, you get unlimited free showers and you get unlimited free soda and coffee refills.
Now, do you guys go in there and shower together, like, you know, and like screw around a little bit?
When we first started driving, there was a lot of that. Now it's more business. Like this morning we stopped. And she took the dog to the dog park for an hour. Then she came back and woke me up. We went in together, and she'll strip and get in the shower, and I'll unpack the shower bag and lay out all our stuff. She gets out of the shower. I jump in, and by the time I'm done showering and ready to get out of the shower and start getting dressed, she's ready to go out and start two loads of laundry. Then I get dressed. I come out, feed the dog. She finishes laundry, and then we get back on the road, and we go.
Oh, that's right. You guys got laundry. Why don't they make trucks with washing machines in there?
No,
you only got so much space.
I know.
Yeah,
I'm just saying.
I don't have a super sleeper, man. I got
It's not an RV.
I'm just saying. Man, but how cool would it be if a semi had a little washer and dryer in there? How nice would that be?
Some of those super sleepers do, and we kicked around for a long time about maybe buying one and going and hauling military loads for the government, and it pays really well, but I don't really want to drive with a bomb strapped to my ass. I mean, and ammunition. It sounds more exciting than what it is.
Now, is there ever any trucking accidents when guys are, you know, hauling ammunition and it blows up?
Stuff like that occasionally happens, but nobody talks about it.
Yeah, but you probably get made. You probably barely ever happens, and you probably get paid more to haul that stuff, don't you?
Oh yeah, well yeah, and you know how the government likes to throw away our tax dollars. Those loads pay really well, but you know there's a lot of rigmarole with that too. You might sit on a military base for 3 days because they load you at their leisure, you know. And meanwhile, while you're...
My favorite spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get when you're talking through Mint Mobile. I mean, I can't believe that I've been living some other life with all this scratchy mobile when I can get crystal clear and the best mobile through Mint Mobile. And I can do it all for $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. I can afford this. How much have I been paying on my other plan? Probably getting gouged. But it's time to switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. Say bye-bye to your overpriced wireless plan. I mean, I'm talking jaw-dropping monthly bills and unexpected overages. Say goodbye to all that nonsense. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with a premium wireless plan starting at $15 a month. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with all your existing contacts. Ditch overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited time deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. To get this new customer offer and your 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/Bubba. That's mintmobile.com/BUBBA. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/Bubba. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plans. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
You're sitting there, you're not getting paid. So,
oh yeah, well, we
it's a trade-off, you know.
If Blitz ever breaks up with Anna, we might be over the road tandem truckers, and Blitz.
You guys are going to become super truckers?
Yeah.
You guys would definitely have to buy your own truck, though.
Now, why? Why couldn't we just run for Schneider or something like that?
Because you guys would never be able to drive. I think Schneider only is governed at 65 or 68. You guys
Hold on. First of all, you don't even know.
His mind would blow.
No, hold on. Blitz would have our truck rewired,
yeah.
And the information it was sending to dispatch would be far what they needed to see. But really, we're running a 90 to 100 the entire time.
Mm-hmm.
So when you guys load in, say, Miami on Monday, and you're not supposed to be to Chicago until, like, late Tuesday afternoon, and you guys are up there, like, really ahead of schedule,
yeah.
They'll see that because you guys will be like, I need another load. I'm empty. Where's my next load? And they're going to be like, how the fuck you get up here so quick?
Well, we're like, because we, you know, whatever. We got a good fucking tailwind going with
right.
us, buddy.
Shit happens.
Yeah, shit happens. You want the fucking load taken to another right. destination a day early? Hire us,
you guys
going
to be like some of those super truckers from foreign countries that come over here and cut holes in the floor and be shitting and pissing out the floor in the hole while you're going down the road, too?
Well, yeah.
Is that
Isn't that what all Swift drivers do?
Hey, now in the truck,
everybody picks on Swifties.
Of course.
Yeah, I was getting ready to say in the trucking world, like, what's the job? Like, if you say, hey,
oh,
I drive,
Swift.
Is it Swift?
It's Swift. Oh, yeah.
Swift.
There's websites dedicated to like Swift trucks that have crashed.
No, but like, what's the upper echelon truck company? Like, is a Schneider or a you know, like what? Like, what are the good ones to run?
Schneider's better. Warner's pretty decent. I mean, you know, every large company, because the rotation of truck drivers that come through the front door is so high. Honestly, Walmart drivers, you know, they used to have a much higher standard to get hired on there to work. So
yeah, but Walmart drivers, you never see them
nearly as much trouble.
Do they get the Walmart drivers all look like day drivers? Like, though, they don't look like they even have a sleeper and like the cabs.
Oh no, they got sleepers.
The Walmart guys?
They'll go out, 600 miles to stores out that far, and then they backhaul product back to the DC.
What about Amazon?
Yeah, I was going to say, how's Amazon affected it?
Amazon drivers are all drivers for hire and that are on unbrokered ship pay freight. I mean, they might not say that, but the way they drive and the way their equipment is, you can tell the owner operators from the company.
I'll tell you, when Doug Brown used to drive for Lucas, they really kept their stuff nice. Like they had a great maintenance deal, and like they took care of their guys.
He told about that time about when he had to get home because I think his wife was sick, if I recall right, or something. And just the kindness of the owner. I mean, that's kind of unheard of.
Yeah.
You know, because when they got 10,000 trucks, you are kind of just a number.
I don't think Lucas has 10,000 trucks. I think Lucas has, like, honestly.
No, they're much smaller, more mom and pop, but it's nice to hear that there are places that really care for their drivers and look out for them. That was nice to hear.
I think Lucas had, like, 20 trucks or something like that, and it was still kind of a little family where, you know, you could call your dispatch up and they would do something for you if you were fucked. Like, you know, Doug Brown was in Indiana, had to go, like, into surgery or some bullshit.
Right.
And they took care
of him. Our guy, we've been here so long now. If I call my dispatcher up before home, well, like this last home time we were in, we had a little bit of family drama going, and my cousin actually moved in with us for 6 months. And so we had to move her in. And so I called him up and said, look,
was she hot?
Friday ain't going to happen. It's going to be Monday. Oh, well, I don't. She's not bad for 61. She's my much older cousin.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Yeah, I'm not interested.
But her and her husband had to come to Jesus because their son's getting, their heroin addict son, who robbed from us one time, is getting out of jail from robbing banks. And her husband wants to move him back in and continue to facilitate his bad behavior. And she finally said, I'm not doing this no more. And so she left him.
Sounds like she's very sensible. I like her.
Well, this is a long road of like probably 15 years of dealing with their son's nonsense. Like I said, he was in jail for robbing banks. So
yeah, like that works out anymore for you, right? No,
yeah, exactly.
I mean, Blitz, don't they die pack you as soon as they fucking put the money in there?
I hope so.
Yeah,
that's what the rumor is.
But here's something that's interesting. If you rob a bank that's in a grocery store with a note, not a weapon, you get less time than if the bank is a standalone bank. Go figure.
Now, hold on. If you rob a bank that's at a grocery store.
Uh-huh.
With a note, no weapon.
With
a note.
Banish a weapon.
With a note, then you're going to get less time than if you walked in with a gun at, at Truist.
Right. Like him and his heroin addict friend, I think they robbed 6 banks total on their spree.
Jesus.
And, like, literally, he got next to no time. Yeah. It's crazy.
But the black guy with a pound of weed's doing, 16 years.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yep. That's how messed up the system.
The privatization of prisons. They need criminals.
Uh-huh. Well, you got to keep the beds full because you got to keep the shareholders happy,
All right, Scout. We love you. We got to get going.
All right. Love you guys, too. Be good.
Bye now.
Bye, Scout.
See you, Scout.
The ins and outs of lesbian trucking. We love her. We very rarely talk to Big Gulp. She's always in the rack.
Yep.
Hello.
Hey, how is it going, guys?
Good. Who is this?
This is Jeremy from Tennessee.
Hi, Jeremy. How you listen to us, buddy? Over YouTube, Facebook, well, Bub Army app, what?
YouTube, because I travel so much for work. And, I've obviously been a big supporter of you for years and years and years. And it was so great. Thank you so much for the interview with Scout. Totally great to hear what they're doing and what's going on with them. I called a while back. And I just want to say that, man, I got to, Anna, you really are fantastic. You're what a great addition to the show.
Thank you.
I have to say,
you jerk off to
you,
her?
Sorry.
I ain't all like that. I don't want my ass.
I just want to know where, I mean, Blitz, I got to get,
Wait, hold on, you missed what he just said.
Yeah, no, I heard it. You got to get some parameters here as how much he likes Anna. Like, does he like her on the show? Does he jerk
off
to her?
Sure, what type of like?
Hold on.
How do you like me?
But hold on, Blitz. There's probably some guys that probably do jerk off to her.
Yeah. I mean, I do.
Well, we know you do.
Thank you, Blitz.
But what I'm saying is, Blitz, like, there's probably some guys that jerk off to her that don't want to be identified for in fear of who her boyfriend is, but and also out of respect to you, too.
Yeah,
you
know? I know.
Right. I mean, Anna, you don't got a problem that there's guys that jerk
thank
off.
You. Thank you, sir, for jerking off to me.
No, he didn't say he jerked off to you.
I know he does.
Won't you thank all the men that potentially do?
Yeah, thank you to all the guys who have ever seen me and touched their penis.
No, no jerk off is so much
jerk
more.
Jerk off.
So much more illicit. Jerk off to me. You think there's any guys that maybe jerk off to Lemmy?
Of course.
Or... I do that as well.
Oh, thank you, Blitz.
Do you think there's any, you know,
that don't
you
feel
think,
special.
I bet you out of all of us, I'm probably the least jerked.
Oh, no way. You're probably the most.
Yeah, you're probably the most jerked. Yeah.
No, what I'm saying is, like, I probably get jerked off to least of all of us.
I borrowed that giant Bubba head the other day and
went
stop.
To town.
You know.
That's why the ears ripped.
He was face fucking me, yeah. You know, too. He's a little too crazy. But you know, I mean, I wonder what the jerk off numbers are when it comes to the makeup of the program.
Guess we'll never know.
What's your jerk off numbers?
No, Dark Matter C says I jerk off to Lummy as a rib. Grouper Lips give a thumbs up, and Xerxy69 said me. So
I jerk off to Lummy as a rib. So when you're jerking off, you're like, this is a rib.
Yeah, thanks, Dark
fucking rib.
Oh yeah. And you wonder, you know, not just the jerk off parameters, but the, you know, the fiddling of the fiddle, if you will, too. I mean,
what do you mean? That's what jerking off is the fiddling of the fiddling. And you're talking about girls flicking the bean.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh,
absolutely.
How many? Yeah, I wonder. Probably women. You know, Dan probably gets flicked the most. Don't you think?
Of course.
Yeah.
I mean, come on,
country girl. I don't know. Country girl has something to say.
Who does country girl flick?
She says she squirts the Bubba.
Oh, for real?
Oh, how nice is that?
That is such an like for
remember,
real.
Remember, she's pregnant now too. Her and Heather Wiz.
Oh, nice.
By the way, people actually thought that was real and were messaging her and stuff.
Are Wiz and Country Girl pregnant?
Yeah.
And she's...
I mean, really, really no, but like people thought that was real and they're messaging her.
Oh, okay. But I mean, Country Girl really flicks her bing to me.
I'm sure she does.
Yeah, she does.
For real?
Yeah.
Do I need to smile real nice? Like, hey, what's up, girl?
Maybe unbutton one of those buttons on your shirt. Yeah.
All you're going to see is a stupid-ass T-shirt.
Yeah, big book. Oh.
I got no meat down there. Plus, I'm clean-shaven. I don't have spaghetti meat like you do.
Oh.
I'm completely complete. Shut up. Completely complete shaven.
Yeah, but, you know, you've been tightening it up, too, in the gym.
Trying.
Yeah, the hair looks great.
Tightening up your wiener with the penis pump.
Trying.
Striations.
I looked at myself today. Yesterday, I looked at myself with no shirt on.
And you were like, damn.
Like, goddamn, look at those fucking traps. Mm-hmm. Shit. Too bad your belly looks like shit.
Yeah, but you should have the penis pump on four and just have your wiener like huge and be like, yeah, look at me now.
I can penis pump the shit. I mean, my God, I wanted to do it yesterday, but I got fucking, you know, situation.
You ran into someone.
You had things you had to do.
Yeah. I mean, I really like that penis pump, man.
I told you, it's awesome.
But it's disappointing because, you know, like you look good as fuck with it. And then once you take the machine off the deal and
Bubba, it's better to have loved and lost than never to have loved at all.
Oh, you of all people that didn't
That's
love
what I'm saying.
That didn't love for 100 years.
No, I'm talking about your dick size.
Oh.
You know, you saw it good and it went down,
great.
But it's better than not doing it at all.
Yeah, but Bubba, right. It will be there. You're on your way. Yeah.
That's your potential.
Yeah, actually I will tell you this. When I do finally like if I do have sex with a girl, because I kinda downplay
what?
I mean, one of my ongoing shtick in radio is that I got a small penis. When really I just have an average penis, but it's actually pretty thick. So the first time I usually hook up with a chick, and she's listening to the show, she's like, you know, really, it's pretty cool. It's pretty good actually. So
yeah,
downplay it.
Thanks. I got a pretty decent cock.
Yeah, pleasantly surprised. You gotta go for that.
Right there.
Yeah, you set the expectations low, then bam.
Yeah, you step right over them.
Yeah. All right, buddy. Well, anything you appreciate Anna. You maybe may or may not jerk off to her. And
thank you if you do.
And you like the show, and everything's great, right, buddy?
You know what? Seriously, when you going up and down, you know, throughout your career and bringing Brent back in for a little bit. By the way, I did catch that left or right. We're all just fucked. I love that.
We're going to do that again next week from tomorrow. We'll do the next one. We'll try to do two a month.
Yeah, you know, I actually gained a lot of respect for just that conversation simply because it was so good. I mean, you know, it was much better than I anticipated it to
be. Me too. It was far better than I ever thought it would go. Yeah. Hopefully it's not just, we pulled one out of our ass. Everything else is going to suck.
I doubt it because it seemed like there was a lot more in common with the, conversations. But I think overall, man, if I were to say, you know, I don't know if you recall, but I've been in radio for a long time as well. Especially with my pops down there. But I just got to say, you know, man, your show is sounding so great. I mean, you know, we look at the 07 time frame and we think, man, those were the best. I got to be honest. I think your best time is happening now.
I'm glad where you're at. Listen, here's the thing. And to be honest, and thank you for that, sir.
Thank you.
I'm usually a smart ass and a dick.
I do appreciate that.
And stiff and things like that. But realistically, I just saw an article today, as a matter of fact, that said that FM radio is going to be a app that you have to pay for in all new vehicles 2024 and above. So like terrestrial radio is really on a lifeline, and we have so brilliantly established life outside of terrestrial radio in order to be able to be able to pay our bills and do radio and make a living.
Yep.
And what were you going to say, Blitz? I'm sorry.
Oh, you're talking about having all that stuff as apps in cars?
Right.
Well, the new big thing now is everything in a car is going to be subscription-based.
Right.
BMW is starting to do it now, where if you want to use your seat heaters, you pay a monthly fee.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. Look, right here, Blitz. A paid FM app replacing car radio.
Oh, absolutely.
Yes. I mean, they're going to make you have to, if you want an FM radio, it's going to be an app on a dashboard that you pay for.
Mm-hmm.
And so,
but are
we
you
going
to be able to get every channel like around the country, or?
I don't know. I'm not buying it.
Good.
I mean, you know.
Well, who would? I mean, with all the subscriptions out there, who the hell would pay for, you know, regurgitated crap?
And what regular radio has done to itself is it's ran away all the talent, and it's afraid to be shocking and different. And all that talent that can move the needle and garner an audience has gone to, you know, the Joe Rogans, the Spotify's, the YouTubes, the Twitch, you know, all different ways to aggregate your content. And they've just pushed, you know, people that are talented enough to be able to, you know, get subscribers out of regular radio. Whereas regular radio should be like, we need the most talented motherfuckers we can find. Because radio is so antiquated that we can't get people to even want to listen to the radio. Most people under the age of 34 don't use their radio in their car. Most people,
not the broadcast part of it.
No. They use the auxiliary. You know,
they use the Bluetooth so they can play what they want.
Right. So yeah, regular radio's answer to that is let's just keep playing more fucking music and not put people like Bubba the Love Sponge and Opie and Anthony and Man Cow and some other great personalities that have been forced out, Kevin Matthews, Howard. Let's not put, you know, their answer is Ben Shapiro. Now, I love Ben Shapiro.
He's on terrestrial?
Ben Shapiro is on terrestrial.
Oh.
That's Jim is Rome it? Isn't Ben Shapiro?
Dan Bongino's on terrestrial. He took over Russia's spot.
Okay. Jim Rome, Dan Bongino, and check to see if Shapiro is on terrestrial. I thought maybe he was. But that's all that fucking terrestrial has. That's it. There's nobody else that it has a strong enough personality to make me want to listen to the radio. Check Ben Shapiro.
It's seeded with so many commercials that it's almost unlistenable.
But
it's
maybe back in the day.
Yeah, he looks like he is. He's syndicated. Yeah, you're right. He's syndicated in big markets.
Yeah, Westwood One.
Yeah.
Hold on. I better get myself a motherfucking reggae horn now. Hold on.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Blitz will tell you, I play stupid, but when it comes to radio, I'm pretty fucking...
You know your shit.
When it comes to a lot of things, you know.
Yeah, but in radio, like, I'm...
Oh, no, you're definitely well-read. Like, you keep up with all the stuff.
Yeah, I know radio.
Yeah.
And radio is absolute. And I listen, our numbers each year since 2017 have gone up a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And our business is doing well. Even on slow months like July, we're going to still beat last July, probably.
Ron Gideon, 500 stars.
Lummy, when's the last time we didn't hit an employee bonus? Was it March of last year?
Yeah, March of last year.
March of 2021, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so we're a year and three, you know, we're like 16 months into, you know, month to month being better than the year before, prior.
Yeah.
And, you know, because we, and it starts and stops with this, fundamentally. And tell me if you agree or not, Blitz. It starts and stops with, since 1996, I've owned my own content. That's where it starts and stops with. Because even Howard, when he left CBS and went to Sirius, he had to buy his content.
Mm-hmm.
And so I own my own. That's where it starts and stops. A lot of these guys have been in radio for, you know, however many years, but they can't really archive or use their old stuff on any other forum than where they're terrestrially heard on a best of, because they don't. The company owns all material they produce on their airwaves. So, I mean, I think we're way ahead of the game, and I really, really am optimistic with the team that I got. And yeah, we're kind of, you know, we're, Rhett's doing a good job. He's learning hashtags and thumbnails. And, you know, we're just, Anna's doing a bacon show and has a good, Anna's doing a bacon show, has a good attitude, and getting dick.
I'm really doing it.
Does it get any better
than
that?
This is my year.
Anna, did you think that you'd ever be able to say that?
I'm getting Luke.
Hi.
Can I get a brow?
You can get anything you want, bitch. This is for Anna for having a job in
getting
radio.
Dick down.
Anna getting dick down.
Let's go.
How about Anna getting dick down?
And I'm taking it too, man. You'd be proud. I poked it into submission the other day.
She's rolling around jujitsu. She's a 5-stripe white belt.
It's a 4, but we can round up.
4.
Yeah.
She has a boyfriend.
I have a boyfriend.
She's doing the kind of radio she always wanted to do.
Always dreamed of.
She doesn't have to worry about what the fuck she tweets.
I'm a domestic goddess.
And she's getting dick.
And I'm getting dick.
Anna,
what you been up to?
And she's baking.
And I'm baking.
And you got, so Anna, I mean, in all of your life, you've never had all of that going for you.
Never. No way. I'll get some dick.
And getting bean flicking and jerkins going for you.
Yep.
Whoa, whoa. I'm down there, sir.
And let's not, you're right.
And ball playing.
And she's got guys that are jacking off to her.
Right, that's what the guy just said.
And girl, yeah, exactly. I'm just reiterating what he said.
Right, right.
And there's chicks that are flicking their, I mean, you know, if country girl squirts to me, she probably, you know, floodgates with
Anna.
Yes,
I'm pleasing a lot of clitori as well.
All right, buddy, we love you, and thank you for being Bubba Army.
Oh, for life.
All right, so hold on now. Hold on.
That gets me so hyped.
You being some Bubba Army now, you know, where I'm trying to come up with different pieces of merchandise and so that we keep the merchandise thing going. Would you be interested in a Bubba Army 3x5 flag? Would you buy that?
How big is it?
100%.
Shut the fuck up.
I did not say that.
And then
go back to jerking off to me, buddy.
And then we're going
to
do like a zip-up. We're going to do like a zip-up Bubba Army winter fleece kind of deal, too.
That's going to be a good one. That'll be a good seller.
All right, buddy.
Cock pump.
Good talking to you, buddy.
Cock pump and a cock ring.
And a dick pump.
And a what?
A dick pump.
This gets me so fucking hype.
Bubba Army dick pump.
Let's go, boy.
And Lummy, and the chevrons can represent like link. Like, Lummy, I'm a 2 chevron, but Blitz is over a 3 chevron.
And Dr. Dan's a 4 chevron.
Dr. Dan gets up to the lower B. I mean, Dan gets up to the bottom part of the B in Bubba.
Oh, my God.
You know, Blitz is a solid 3 chevron. Dan's up. Who do you think's longer, Dan or Blitz?
I've seen Dr. Dan. I've never seen Blitz. So I'd have to say Dr. Dan is showing very nice.
I've seen Blitz and not Dr. Dan.
Oh, wow. We've reversed. I've seen Dan and not Blitz.
You've seen Dan and not Blitz?
Yeah.
Dan Perkins with some nice stuff there.
I think Blitz is bigger.
Oh, really?
I think Blitz is bigger.
But you haven't seen Dan.
Dan's looking pretty good, even when he's flaccid.
Oh, my God.
Blitz, who do you think's bigger?
Soft, probably Dan. I'm a grower, not a
all
shower.
Right. But hard. Would you give him a run for his money hard?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because remember Dr. Dan and those jeans, you know, to a little
bit. Soft, he did look pretty good. I did see him laying one day soft. I'm like, holy shit, Dan, is that you? He's like, yeah.
Is that you? Is that what you said?
Yeah, I'm like, is that for real? He's like, yeah. And then he grabbed it, of course, and fucking turned into Vinny Barbarino from fucking Welcome Back, Carter.
Hey, yo, look at my dick in my pants, so.
I don't know if that's quite the impersonation I was looking for, but.
Oh, damn.
That's my Italian.
All right, there you go.
And Lomi is part Italian, so yeah, we can do that.
That's true. That. Look at his hair.
Yeah. It's
I think he's part African-American.
It's Sicilian.
I think
he's part Yeti.
I think you're part Yeti. I think you're part African American. I think you're part caveman. I think mm-hmm. you're part Viking.
I'll take those.
I think you're part R.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
You know, slow learner.
Of course. But I'm me.
Are you calling Stacey? Yeah.
Oh,
thank God.
God.
All right. Let's patch this up, Bubba.
Pew, pew, pew.
Start with the horn, Bub. Start with the horn.
We got the celebration horn for you, too.
Because then she's going to think she won something, like a divorce. I mean, oh, sorry.
Stacy. Stacy, do we have something to celebrate? I got a horn ready to celebrate that you and Hootie are doing good. Please tell me you're doing.
You didn't even get the horn in! God damn it! She didn't even say a word! You suck.
Lovey, why didn't you tell him to call?
I don't think that was pushed down by me.
Let's
call back and find out.
Neil Mount Pleasure, $20 on the Venmo at the Bubba Army. At the Bubba Army. Cash App and
maybe you need to call it.
Cash App and Venmo both. At the Bubba Army.
Can we call Hootie?
Yeah, I'm
probably
gonna
at Hooters.
Oh no, that's not a good sign. I'll hang up.
That's right. I had the horn queued up.
Something to celebrate.
I'm like, hey, are you guys doing good? Something to celebrate. Are you guys doing good? Hootie, tell me something's good.
She turned to her coworker. It must have been a bill collector.
We already got one hang up from. Man, this is not good.
You better answer.
Hi, this is Jared. Sorry, I can't get to my phone
Jared.
Right now. But
who's Jared?
Who's fuck Jared?
J-Rod.
I don't think he set up his voicemail either.
Thanks. Bye.
The mailbox is full and cannot accept any messages at this time.
Shit.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Oh, that's not a good sign.
Can we get the horn?
Come on, J-Rod.
Stacy, one more or no?
Oh.
I don't see why not.
Oh, I do.
Can we get the horn in this time, please?
Yes.
Thank you.
Oh, boy.
I'm going to say, Stacy, I just want to play this real fast. Just want to play this real fast to celebrate you and Hootie.
Hello, Cisco Unity Connection Messaging System. From a touch tone telephone, you may dial an extension at any time.
I think she blocked you, Bubba.
She blocked you.
For a directory of extensions, press 4.
That's not good.
Otherwise, please hold for an operator.
No, let's not do that.
Oh, she blocked you too.
I piddled a little.
That's where we have to end this show, ladies and gentlemen. Anna finally piddles.
Yeah.
Then our day is done. We'll see you tomorrow.
Poor Hootie.